And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Day at the docks day today. Yes, indeed. It is going to be a wild day here. Everybody's setting up right now, and we have a great guest for you. In the world headquarters here is Captain Steve Cole from the Poseidon out of Fisherman's Landing is here. We're going to be talking some fishing, Mag Bay. Local fishing is going off. You stay tuned. We're going to tell you all about it here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. I can't believe it is wild down there.
Oh, it's wild.
Right now. It's just, I don't.
People are already clamoring at the Fisherman's Landing jackal booth, huh?
They are, but I just mean more like what a perfect time for Day at the Docks. You know, usually Day at the Docks is like the kickoff. Sport fishing is kind of the start to the season. And
maybe somebody caught a yellowtail.
Exactly, Pete, what I was going to say. Like, hopefully there's some yellows at the ice. Dude, it's on. I mean, it's not kind of, it's not maybe, it's not, hey, this is good for an early start. Like, it's on.
Limits of local tuna for yesterday for everybody. Dorado, yellowtail.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The word was just like guys getting done way too early. Like, okay, we got a 2 day. Like, what are we going to do now? Like, let's try and catch some yellowtail. Oh man, we caught those real good too.
Oh, boy.
it's happening right now. And what a great day to have days.
Yeah, off. Perfect weather too.
With that excitement going on. Yeah. Perfect weather down here. Yeah, today's going
to
be awesome.
Come on down to the docks and, Captain Steve Cole is here from the Poseidon. Welcome. First
Steve?
Time on Let's Talk Hookup.
How we doing, guys? How we doing? Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So, you're new to Fisherman's Landing. You've been around for a while with the Poseidon, but tell us about the boat and your operation.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you, buddy.
Yeah. No, thank you, guys. We're stoked to be here. Like you guys are saying, it's already a perfect day at the docks going on. But I've been around the Poseidon for a good little while. The previous owner, Keith, had both the Constitution and the Poseidon, and I was around when he purchased the Poseidon. So I've been in and out around it, you know, and since 2023, we've been on that thing full speed.
Nice.
It's a great platform.
Yeah, it's a beautiful boat.
Yeah, it's a 70 by 22. It's a Knight and Carver. So it's built right here in San Diego, actually.
Wow.
Staterooms, big giant galley, anything from, you know, 1 to 3 day trips.
Staterooms on the boat.
Yeah, wow. You know, people are like, so what's the boat kind of like, you know? And I always tell people, like, just looking at it from a distance, it's a miniature long range boat in a sense.
Wow.
With kind of laid out, you know, staterooms, big giant showers. The showers on the boat are nicer than at my house. So, I mean, for those interested, we'll have it open up today. So,
oh, you will?
Yeah,
okay,
come
so
on and check it out.
Move. Docks, come on down the dock, and you can tour the Poseidon. Come check it out.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah.
We did the Port of Ayarta thing for a while in the Constitution, and then switched our gears over to Mag Bay. So, I mean, and here in San Diego, too, we do anything from 1 to 4 day trips. Well, we can realistically do 5 if we got to, you know. We'll just kind of cut our load down, but we take 25. We take 25
That's
passengers.
A big boat for 25 people.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and down in Mag, we only take 15.
Oh
wow!
No way.
You got plenty of elbow room. You know, I mean, our galley seats 22. So I mean, it's more everybody kind of almost has their own bench.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and you're starting your fishing season on Saturday.
Saturday, we just made We just made our first trip of the season. A go for sure next Saturday, day and a half. I mean, you know, it's really light right now, but with how good it is, like you guys were saying, I mean, usually this time of year it's like a yellowtail and you're fired up. Like, no, It's hitting.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It is hitting.
Limits for everybody yesterday.
Yeah. Everybody that I know that I talked to was done by the latest, I think, noon or 1 o'clock.
No way.
Most guys were done, you know, around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And this is daytime bluefin.
Daytime bluefin. And, you know.
Troll around, get a jig strike. And
that's what you were saying. Like, that had me so fired up.
That's cool.
Yeah. I talked to a few guys that they're like, I haven't seen a scratch or heard a crack on the sonar. And it's, you know, double jig strike, pop a scoop, and it's in the corner.
Oh my God! How long did you wait to do that? That sounds so good.
Yeah, great. You know, these things are. I think they've been hanging around yellowfin for too long or something. There's a little bit of that around too. You know, they're acting like it. You can get away with trolling a lure around and getting the boat stopped up that way, which is super cool, super user friendly. So I
saw bite sport fishing yesterday on a, you know, on a full day trip. You know, leave the dock in the morning, come back in the afternoon, and they had limits of bluefin, a big yellowfin, a nice Dorado, like on a 1 day trip. I mean, they left in the morning. They're back
Dorado
in the afternoon. Yeah.
In April.
Bluefin, yellowfin, and Dorado in April.
Oh boy. This is going to be quite the same.
I think so too.
Yeah. Now Brandon's estimate comes true. Maybe albacore too.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. You know, I mean, with the warm trend we got going on, I don't know about an albacore, but.
Something's gonna happen.
Something cool is gonna happen.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, cool is gonna happen for sure.
Yeah. Well, they're already catching wahoo on the ridge, so.
The rocks, the ridge, yeah. No, those long range guys are having phenomenal fishing for April for sure.
So your plan for the season, day and a half to 3 day trips?
So we're actually, you know, we're mostly chartered. From July until we come home from Mag, you can't get on the boat.
No kidding.
So, if you guys want to come fishing, it's now until I think the first week of July is our last open trip. And then we have an Iserline sponsored trip too in October that does have a little bit of room on it. But other than that, I think that's all the openings we got. We're chartered.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So you're going to be having open party trips out of Fisherman's Landing.
Out of Fisherman's Landing.
At fishermanslanding.com.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Fishermanslanding.com. If you are interested in a charter, you can always give Haley a call at 541-913-8605. That's if you want to get on a charter for San Diego. To book Mag Bay, you're going to give Nicole a call, 866-903-7742.
Do you guys have a website with all that information?
Yeah, we do. Poseidon-sportfishing.com.
Poseidon-sportfishing.com.
Yeah.
So tell us about this Mag Bay stuff.
Bay.
That's kind of the big buzz here.
Yeah.
A lot of guys I know are going. Patrick G and Bernard.
We've kind of got it wired down there. I know the success has been doing it for a while. He runs a, you know, just an equal of great operation. But, you know, I kind of explain to people, they're like, well, what are you fishing for in the bay? And it's like, no, we're we're right there. We're fishing the ridge, you know. We're fishing long range style without having to ride the boat down for 2.5 days and 2.5 days home. And, you know, the weather gets snotty and you're getting your butt handed to you. We avoid all that. Fly down, fly out. Everything's included. You know, we make it so it's as easy as throwing some clothes in a suitcase or a backpack, some board shorts, flip flops, and come on down.
That's so cool.
We have everything from the rods, the reels, the jigs, the Wahoo bombs, yo-yo jigs, terminal tackle, trolling gear. I mean, everything. You don't have to bring, I mean,
so
like
you
I
don't
said,
have to bring any of your tackle.
If you don't have to, but we do if you want to, you know, which a lot of guys do, which I get. They want to catch a Wahoo or
sure.
a big yellowfin on their brand new fancy combo that they're going to get from Fisherman's Landing here, day at the docks. So,
what do you think?
Yeah. So, what they can do is, you know, you get a rod tube, put your name on it, and we'll throw it on the boat. We'll store it for you.
Oh,
we'll take
cool.
it down. You know, when
you still don't have to deal with the plane ride.
Exactly. So, you know, some guys will bring like small bags with a handful of jigs and their own stuff in it, you know, or a big one that we get a lot too is boots. Guys throw their boots on so they don't have
sure.
to deal with flying with them and lugging a pair of boots around. You just put your name on them, your trip number. So that way when you arrive to the boat, all your guys' stuff is on the back deck if you have gear on the boat. So it'll be kind of grab it, put it where
what
you want it on the boat.
Store it on the boat.
Yeah.
There.
Yep. And then
and it just
once,
it goes down for the first trip. It comes home on the last trip.
Yeah.
You just make arrangements to
exactly.
Get the
so we kind of let everybody know when we're wrapping up our San Diego season. We usually give ourselves about a week to get everything dialed in, get all of our food and everything, switch the tackle from San Diego tackle to you know, MagBay tackle, and then we'll give everybody a heads up. Hey, you know, this day, bring your stuff down.
That's cool.
Make sure your name's on it. We'll store it for you. Bring it out. Let you, you know, you use it, fish it, all your stuff. Put it back away, and then when the boat returns, we'll give everybody a heads up ETA, and we usually give everybody like 3 to 5 days to come back down and grab their stuff.
Now, what about your fish?
Fish cleaning. So we vacuum seal and process everything on board.
Wow.
It's as good as getting it from one of the processors, you know.
Wow.
And
then you take it home on the plane with you.
Yeah, exactly. So wow. We try to freeze everything. We advise to get those soft AO coolers because
mm-hmm.
we can store a lot of them. You know, some guys will put them on the boat before, you know, or that's what their tackle box is at first. You know, they'll put all their tackle in the cooler, put their name on it, store it there. So that way they only have to check it. On the way
home.
Coming
home. This is a good call.
Yeah, and
you have it dialed.
Yeah, and that's also included in your ticket price. So that's there's no like hidden. Oh, you're gonna get hit with another fish cleaning bill like that. No, it's part of the cost. So, yeah, no, it's 45 pounds. We kind of give everybody
45 pounds of fillet.
Yeah, fillet meat.
Yeah. Meat,
yeah, away. Like skin.
I'm bringing home 45 pounds of Wahoo shoulders.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's cool.
So, and you know, we do give people the opportunity if they do say, you know, we have some guys. We have a charter group that I think for 15 dudes, I think we did like 33 coolers one time. So you can bring more coolers. Just after the first one, there is a charge.
There's a charge.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So that way, it's you know everybody. Is going home with plenty. And we kind of, the way we catch fish down there too is, you know, we'll get you a nice picture of it, but we don't put any tags on it because everybody's down there to come home with meat. You know, we kind of say we have a slow trip on the Wahoo fishing and, you know, we catch a dozen of them and we have a bunch of yellowfin and yellowtail and Dorado or whatever the case is, you know, grouper. We'll take everything and we'll split it up evenly. So that way everybody gets a little bit of Wahoo. Everybody gets a little bit of yellowfin.
Perfect.
It's not like, oh, this one guy caught 4 Wahoo and I'm not going home with one kind of
yeah.
deal. That would be a bummer,
we
right?
We split it all up.
Yeah, we split it
it's
all up.
All shared.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. It's kind of part of the deal.
Yeah. And you know, I've never had anybody bat an eye at that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Know, so
just make that the rule. That's the rule up front.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I tell people when
it's a team effort.
Yeah. When they step on the boat, you know, and at the end of the day, it is fishing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can't, everybody comes down there that doesn't want to pay for a long range ride, you know, as far as riding the boat down or pay a $5,000 ticket price, you know, which we get, you know, that's kind of why we put these trips on. Give everybody a little bit of a long range experience without having to ride the boat down and
how
the
fun.
Massive ticket.
Yeah. Price. So, So, 3.5 day trips, you fly in and out of Loretto.
Loretto,
and
yeah.
And then you guys pick them up in Loretto and then drive. How long is the drive from Loretto to?
It's about 2 to 2.5 hours.
That's it?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. From, so when you guys land in Loretto, there's, you know, a guy there beside sport fishing with a sign and they'll make sure everybody's there. You know, cause sometimes.
Take, Valeris down there on the flight on Valeris.
Yeah. So I believe we make our schedule based off of flying from LAX to Loretto.
Aha. Uh-huh. On Alaska.
On Alaska. Yes. Okay. Correct. But, you know, we do have a lot of guys fly Valeris, you know, that are here. They don't want to drive up and deal with LA traffic and all that. Just, you know, they'll kind of work it out to maybe fly down the day before, which is absolutely fine because we, La Mission Hotel. I'm sure you guys heard of that. Yeah. We're kind of partners with them. So
guys that
fly in early, you know, we'll make sure everybody that's, you know, we're all communicating with one another, but make sure everybody that's landing as at the airport is there. And then they go from there to La Mission if they need to, because everybody's got a little bit different of a flight schedule. Sometimes for the most part, everybody's kind of there at the same time. And, so they'll make sure they round everybody up. They'll go to the hotel, make sure everybody's rounded up there, and then they'll shuttle you across. Once you get across and arrive in San Carlos, we have Pongas there ready to get your gear on and ship you out to us because we don't have a dock down there. Our anchor line and chain is our dock.
That's the dock. I want to do this, man. That sounds really cool.
These trips start in October?
Yeah, October 20th is our first one. There's only, I believe, one or two spots left on that one.
One or two spots on the first
trip. On the first trip. And then we have 2, 3, 4, 5 are completely chartered and sold out, and we just opened up a trip number 6.
That's in, I would guess, November?
Yeah, maybe? I want to say it's the 9th through the 13th.
Of November?
Of November, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds so cool.
Poseidon-sportfishing.com. You can come right there.
Yep, exactly.
Like you see, it's like you just...
Can you book online or you have to call?
You have to call. Call Nicole,
But there's a number on if you look at the website.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a number there for Mag Bay. There's a number there for San Diego. Yeah.
It's basically like just taking the center section out of the 10-day trip.
Exactly. You know, because I mean, cool. even on an 8 and a 10-day, those guys are only fishing down there for 3, 3.5 days at max. And I mean, from Mag Bay to, you know, the feet, it's the bottom end of the ridge. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. You're there. You're fishing that afternoon if you leave in the morning.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. I like it. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the long-range experience is totally a different type of deal, but just kind of get a little flavor for it.
Exactly.
Totally.
Exactly.
And just say, hey, I'm hooked now.
Yeah,
right?
One doesn't replace the other. It's just another really cool option.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we kind of, you know, Our little motto for it is long range fishing without the travel days.
Yeah, very good. You know, but in the meantime, you're going to be fishing local tuna and hopefully Dorado and Yellowtail right here in San Diego.
Starting on Saturday. We're super stoked with what's going on. I couldn't watch it anymore. I couldn't hear about it. You know, we were super, super light on Saturday. I was like, we're going. We're taking you guys fishing. Come on out.
Nice. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here. On Let's Talk Hookup and take your phone calls, your texts, the whole thing.
Yeah, excited to have Captain Steven here today talking fishing and answering your questions. If you want to join us on this day at the dock Sunday, it's going to be a very fun one. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us this morning on the fan, or you can send us a text if you want to text the show. And that has become so popular, my text has already been dinging off all morning. That is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, you should really get it. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the live shows, and better yet, you can listen on demand 24/7. If you missed this great show with Steve or you missed yesterday's fun show, you can listen on your drive home from work. Just fire off the Let's Talk Hookup app. It'll link right into your car. It's a great way to participate in the show, and it's the only way that you can text in your questions. At the end of the show, we're going to be giving away a great prize. So when you text in your questions, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all that we need, because if you're the winner of the big prize, man, we want to make sure to get it to you. How it works, at the end of the show, Steve's going to flip a coin. That coin is going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side today or the texter side. And we are giving away a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. It's a brand new frame style. It's called the Pilot House Pro. This is a matte black frame. Their newest lens color, that gold mirror 580 lens. And if you're not familiar with that gold mirror, it's a really cool glass. It's a kind of like an amber base. It's a great pair of shades. Again, Pilot House Pro, matte black frame, gold 580 glass, a killer pair of shades for one lucky caller or texter to the show. Again, if you want to get your shot at that, it's 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and when we come back, ooh, that's a good-looking pair. Yeah, that is good. Cool. That's a full wrap to those. That's awesome. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, and a whole lot with Captain Steve. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Day at the Docks is coming, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have one last mega sale before the season. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. Fishing is taking off, and you have one last chance to capture amazing deals. Our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 19th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. I just can't believe that this fishing is happening in April.
From Bike Sport.
Yeah,
bluefin, Dorado.
I'll put it up on our Instagram just to see. But yeah, Brandon sent us a text during the break. Said, yeah, just a totally normal April day on the skiff. Yeah. You know? Skiff day with everybody holding a bunch of tuna. There's yellow fins, there's blue fins, there's Dorado. Cool. Incredible, man. Cool.
Well, hey, Jeff is standing by at the fan. If you want to get through, have a chance to win these beautiful Coastal sunglasses. 833-288-0973. Open right now and text the show. Only via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones,
Rick. You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Dallas this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. I'm excited. I'm coming to Long Beach on Friday, but I know it's a week away. But I have two questions. On your boat, do you have a bathroom downstairs? And what is the jig that you're using to catch bluefin?
Those are two great questions. We can answer those. Well, we do not have a bathroom downstairs. Both of our heads are aft of the galley, deck level, and a good jig for bluefin fishing. Right now, you know, there has been a couple hits in the dark. I would stick, you know, the pretty standards, depending. It's all condition dependent, you know, but we really like those West Coast jiggers, HDs, KBs, anything from 200 to 350 gram, usually get the job done.
Sounds like this year too, and I mean obviously we're a couple of weeks into the infancy of the season, but it's been a really nice grade of bluefin, but it hasn't necessarily been just giant 200 pounders, and a lot of our guys have been talking about slightly smaller, you know, like smaller in terms of profile, not not the paper towel tube with a couple of hooks hanging off of it, but, you know, like, yeah. like a real big Colt sniper size, you know, something like that. Somewhere in the hundred, like Chief said, somewhere in the 150 to 300 gram size with a lot of that, like 250 being kind of ideal. Like, just a little smaller, easier for them to get a hold of.
Yeah, we always kind of try to say fish the smallest jig you can get away with. A, it gets down faster. It fits in their mouth better, so you know they're going to get hooks in their face rather than across their snout or in their head or something dumb, you know, and you're fighting a snagged fish. But it's all condition dependent. But we always try to say fish the smallest lure you can get away with fishing, current and wind dependent. You know, if the boat's drifting real, real fast, you're going to have to bump your jig size up. So
we get the question a lot, and you brought up snag. How do you guys prefer that jig be set up? You know, whatever it is. You talked about your West Coast jigger. Like, how's the ideal way to set that up?
I go two assist hooks on the bottom.
Okay. On the bottom.
On the bottom, yeah. Because, I mean, you think about it in a sense of that jig's falling, you know. In the dark, I'd say 75 to 85% of your bites come on the way down, you know. And that they go to eat that thing. Well, when you come tight on them, even if they have it per se T-boned in their face, right? You're gonna, when you pull that line tight, you're gonna
slide
get
it
in the corner, you know, in the roof of the mouth or something like that. Versus same thing if you're hooking one on the grind, that thing's coming up to eat it, right? Or it's swimming down on it, and
you want to pull the hooks into it.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing is too, when you guys start putting hooks on both the top and the bottom, not only is it a hazard to the crew, I've had to push some hooks and get some hooks out of people in the last couple of years. And it's not only a hazard to the crew, especially when you're on one of those wide open bites, but, you know, like I was bringing up the snagged fish thing, you know, you hook one of them, the one that they got in their mouth, and then that big old jig's flopping around with two more hooks above it and snags it in the head, which is now closer to where your line tie is connected. Now you're fighting this thing from hooked in the top of the head or the side of the gill or, the gill plate or some weird spot, and now you're fighting a snagged fish, essentially, versus from the corner of its mouth where you're going to get all your leverage now that that fish has more leverage on you, and you lose a lot of them that way. Two hooks on the bottom is the best way to go.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. That does free up 833-288-0973. Have a good text. Huh?
I thought so. It was from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, man, what a great start to the show, guys. Always fun to hear from a first-time captain on the show with Captain Steve. Steve, Poseidon website is fantastic. You guys have done a really good job. I was curious if you could talk a little bit more about your open party versus charter schedule. I know you mentioned a little bit. What are our opportunities for open party, and how early can we book on our open party trips? Look forward to fishing on the Poseidon.
Yeah, that's a great question. We have open party schedule up right now. So from now until, I believe the first week of June, we got anything from 2 days, day and a half, 2.5 days. We actually, we were saying in the beginning, our first trip open party is, a day and a half this Saturday. So that's going to go.
What time are you going to leave on Saturday?
It says 7 p.m., but if we can push off a little earlier, maybe get a little whack in the dark, that'd be kind of cool. We can push off earlier, but
fish are not that far away.
So. No, they're plenty. You can get some nighttime fishing in on a day and a half for sure right now. But yeah, anything from now until, the first week of July, I believe our last trip that you can get on for this year would be the 5th of July.
Okay,
it's a 2-day trip. And then after that, we're chartered. I stand corrected, actually. We do have a fishing syndicate sponsored trip on, July 20th.
Okay, that has openings.
Yeah, it's
now, would that be also listed at Fisherman's Landing?
That'll also be landed at that'll also be on Fisherman's Landing website.
And so what you do on Fisherman's Landing when you go to the book a trip is you pick out the Poseidon.
Yeah.
And then
at the top
bring
there.
Up all the all the different trips that the Poseidon.
Yeah. And two, another way, if there's a certain date, you know, the website there is super user friendly, super easy. If there's a certain date you're looking for on a certain boat, you can plug both of those in and it'll tell you boom right there if we have a trip available or not.
No, they've done a nice job with the fishermen.
Absolutely.
And book right online.
Absolutely.
If they want to talk to somebody, they can call.
Exactly. They can give Haley a call if you're interested in a San Diego charter. They can give Haley a call at 541-913-8605.
Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Dan? He's calling us from West Covina this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Captain Steve. Thanks for having me on. I was kind of out of it a little bit, but when Captain Steve was talking about this Mag Bay trip, I'm fully awake.
Dude, same.
That's my attention. And I am intrigued by it. I definitely want to look into doing it next year. And I was just wanted to ask Captain Steve, I was wondering what the duration of the trip is, you know, from start to finish, and then see how far in advance would I need to book like an open party trip for next year. And I just want to kind of get that. And the rest of the details, I figure I can get that on the website.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those are great questions. So the duration of all of our trips, we make them all 3.5 days. We used to do 5 days and stuff like that, but it's too long down there. You get all your fishing done a lot faster than that. But they're all 3.5 days. We usually drop our schedule for Mag per se January, February. It all depends on when Alaska drops their flight schedule, because we kind of match up our schedule to the flight schedule from Alaska. So you can look for that. We usually make it known on social media as well that our Mag Bay schedule's up. This year we put it up and we filled up pretty quick. So it's per se, you know, we've had years where it takes a little bit, and then we've had, like this year, it was rapid fire. I think it was because that good wahoo fishing those guys had last fall.
Yeah.
You know, 30 to 60 wahoo a day kind of jumps us.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So just watch for him to drop that and just stay on it and
yep.
book a trip.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up at the fan 833-288-0973. Isaac from San Diego says, good morning, guys. Just want to get some advice. My fiance wants to get into fishing, and I want to get a good setup for her. What do you guys recommend fishing anywhere inshore and offshore? What do you think, Rick?
So, inshore, offshore here? Was there,
yeah.
You kind of, if I was picking an outfit, I would go Tranks. I'd get like a Tranks 300 or a Tranks 400. I think that's like
great
the,
reels.
I think that's the most user-friendly reel if he's talking about getting it for his gal. Depending on what skill level she's at, I think that's the reel that, like, bridges that gap the very best. If you're somebody who's just getting into it, maybe he's super inefficient, wanting his gal to be a part of it, you can really adjust the braking system up high on a reel like that.
Right.
And if she's not super proficient in her casting, that reel will really make up for it. And, you know, you turn the brakes all the way up on that thing and just learn the basics of casting thumb on, thumb off, you will never see a backlash. She might not have the same distance that he does right out of the gate, but she'll be able to cast a bunch and not be plagued by backlash. And then as the skill set starts to come around, you just start slowly backing those brakes back off, and the extra performance will come back in. But I like that in terms of a very easy reel, and it's something small enough to fish inshore, but still has enough guts to, you know, catch a kelp patty yellowtail or small tuna, and you could fish a popper with it. You could certainly fish a live bait up to, you know, 20, 25 pound, and, you know, depend. If you think that it's going to be more offshore fly line live bait and a little bit of inshore, I'd probably go like a Tranks 400 HG with a power handle. And if you think you're going to be doing more bass fishing inshore, calico bass, and occasionally go offshore, then I'd probably go down to like the 300 size.
Yeah, so the Tranks 400 comes in two different size. I like two different speeds.
Yeah,
right?
Both the
HG is high gear.
Uh-huh. Both the 300 and 400 are the same way. That the HG, the high gear, has the power handle, that ball style handle,
right.
And then the regular 300 and 400 has a double paddle handle.
Double paddle.
Yeah, it's like a 5.8:1 and then a 7.5:1.
And that's something that can handle tuna, that can handle yellowtail, that
yeah.
can handle bass.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, again, if you walked into the store and said, hey, I'm looking for a great reel to go tuna fishing, the Tranks is not the first reel that we would pull out of the case. Is it capable of it? For sure. But that wouldn't be like the single A number one reel for going tuna fishing. But to answer the question that he asked, what's a good reel for inshore and off,
right.
That's probably the route that I would go.
Yeah, and as far as a rod, what would you match it up with?
I like a Shimano Terramar, like an 8 foot medium heavy to heavy, yeah. And depending if we went 300 or 400. And there's a lot of good other ones, but, you know, a CalStar 800 XLH would be right. One I'd think about. A GG 270, that new rod that they made.
Yeah.
A lot of good
ones. I
would do the same thing. I would kind of dictate what you think you're going to do more of. If you think you're going to be doing more inshore bass fishing, I'd go heavy bass rod that'll still handle something offshore. And if you think you're mostly going to be doing 1 days and day and a half on the Poseidon, but occasionally bass fishing, I'd probably go the route of like a 270 or something like that.
Yeah. And all those are available today at the docks on sale today.
Dude, everything. Yeah. I mean, every rod that we have in the store is a minimum of 15% off. You know, we talked about it yesterday.
Reels are on sale.
Every single reel in the showcase is on discount and has free Spectra. Wound on while you wait. It's going to be a mega day.
Yeah, big day. Lot going on today at the docks. Don't forget the Raleigh used tackle sales also going on. We're going to hear from Mike Blum later in the show this morning. Baker Marine's going to be there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. He'll have specials on the Fujinon Stavoscopes as well as all of his different ones. The ones that, I take up the Montana, those super lightweight,
I might get a pair of those
7x40s. Oh my gosh, those things.
They're like house brand stabilized binoculars.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Oh, I
have them back in stock now.
I might do it.
So go by the Baker Marine booth there. And also Everingham Brothers is going to have a booth. They only do day at the docks and they'll have t-shirts there, and go by and say thank you to those guys.
Yeah, buy a t-shirt. Those guys make the whole world go round for us.
Yeah, say thanks a lot for all that they do. And then the Let's Talk Hookup booth will be right across from Fisherman's Landing.
I saw Tommy setting up this morning.
Yeah, Tommy and Wayne will be there. I'll be down there too. And we have some kind of closeout stuff that Wayne will have a lot of his t-shirts and hats and sweatshirts. And then we have a bunch of stuff like shorts and AFCO shirts and different AFCO clothing that we're kind of blowing out.
Yeah.
Like really big discounts.
Okay.
Like way big discounts.
We're getting out of the clothing business.
Out of the clothing business.
Yeah, so come get it.
Out.
Yeah, I like it.
So check that out. So a lot going on at the docks. Do you have another text?
I thought so. This is from Darren in Menifee. It says, hey, happy day at the docks for everybody and really excited to have Captain Steven here. Question was for Steve. I have, for the 2 day in June, I have all of the setups up to, so his largest outfit would be a Penn Fathom 40 with 80 pound braid that he's typically fishing a 60 to 100 pound top shot. My question, Steve, do you feel like I need to rent a bigger setup for nighttime fishing? I'm a little bit new to this, looking for your input.
You know, those Penn 40s are great. We've caught a lot of fish on them. I personally don't think so, as long as you got the rod to kind of match it up. Those Penn 40s, we put those things through their paces, and you know, 80 pound Spectra with a short little top shot, you got plenty of line capacity, plenty of stopping power, and it's got low gear. I think you can get it done with that for sure.
And you can always, you know, you can always keep in touch with the boat. I know you guys do a really good job with your social media, talking about what's going on. Like, for sure, the great fishing that we're having right now,
absolutely,
no problem. You know, if that switches over and you guys are catching nothing but 150s and above, and you need to get something bigger,
Fisherman's Landing.
Then you can worry about it then.
Yep, exactly.
All right, well, let's jump back on the phones. 833-288-0973.
Blake from Temecula is up next here on Let's Talk. We got Blake. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I've been lucky enough to fish with Pete up in Canada a couple of years ago when Corey and Harold was up there, and I fished with Steve a whole bunch of times. What a great captain, and I have done Mag Bay with him.
All right.
Cool.
How you doing, Blake?
Hey, good, buddy. Good. Glad to hear you, man. I had to call in. Congratulations on everything, your success and everything. But about Mag Bay, guys, you got to do it. You got to do it. A lot of fun. When we were down there, I took 10 of my guys. Wahoo was a little slow, but, man, the biggest calico bass in the world. I'm here to tell you guys.
Yeah, we've caught calico bass on the ridge.
No kidding.
Yep.
I have no idea.
They're
few and far
ones,
between,
Pete.
But they're really
big
large.
Ones, guys.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were that far south.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. How big?
Probably six.
Nice.
6 pounders.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
That's great.
For me, that was nice. I've got a bunch in Catalina, but that one was pretty darn nice. And great hearing Steve on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Blake.
Thanks a lot for the call, Blake.
What a well-run boat. You talk about some pretty nice big staterooms down below. They are huge, guys.
So is it all staterooms?
Yeah, it's all staterooms. Anything from two-man to five-man staterooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. Yep. Very good. Thanks for the call, Blake. Appreciate that. Hey, Charles from San Juan Capistrano says, my question for Captain Steve is, what is the bait situation and how do you acquire it? That's a good question.
I was going to say, just to back that up, Ken Corwin, Ken Custom Reel says, I'm loving this. And he texted me on the side, said the same question, asked Steve about how bait works down there.
So, yeah, the bait situation, we take as much sardine as we obviously can with us. We'll load the boat up before we head down, but sometimes that hot water, you know, that sardine don't like it. But every single trip, we catch mackerel in the bay. So and it's a whole group effort. We try to set it up, too, where at the tail end of our trip, we'll go into the bay and make bait. As you know, some days, some nights it's really good and you got to move around a little bit, but it's a whole group effort. You know, the first group makes bait at night. So that way the next group that comes is the boat's already baited.
You're
up,
paying
you know,
forward to the next guy.
Exactly. So it's all a group effort and it's, greenback mackerel once our sardines start to get low.
Okay.
Yeah.
And fortunately you're in one of the most prolific bait catching areas in the yes. whole world. Like, yeah. There's not a shortage of greenies.
Yeah, all those boats that are in San Carlos there are all seiners for sardine and mackerel. They catch it all, but we would just get it from them if we could, but they kill it all. So
that's cool. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, AdventureandCamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out AdventureandCamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureandCamping.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Having fun. Day at the docks day. It's on. Great fishing going on and great tackle sales and boats and all the other goodies that are happening here at Day at the Docks. It's a great day to come down and enjoy it. Day at the Docks is all about just a celebration of sport fishing. That's exactly what's going on. You can catch a boat ride. I know the Tomahawk's doing boat rides all day.
Yep.
You can come down, check out the Poseidon, pick out your stateroom. It's just a fun day down here at the landings, and man, we want you to come participate with us.
Yeah, for sure. We're having some issues with the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're getting it worked on, but we're fully on the fan, so no problem on the fan. And also YouTube and Facebook is working full speed. We'll have that app situation straightened out real quick.
Yeah. I like it. Well, hey.
George on the case.
As promised, we're going to find out what's biting out there on the water. It is time for the Catch Report today, sponsored in part by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. That is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and on snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's the best car wash in town as well at only $6. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest in gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're heading up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
You're prepared for your days at the dock there? It's going to be busy.
Prepared as we're going to get, man. We have some pretty serious bullets for this year. Like, I am so stoked that I get to be at Let's Talk Hookup for the first 2 hours, because I know the boys down below are getting their butts kicked right now.
Yeah.
So I just get to stroll in a couple hours later.
Yeah,
it's going to be a wild one.
Perfect, perfect. Well, hey, another great week up here. You know, it's like we're just on this accelerated track with the water temp and everything. We did see a little drop on our water temp, but not enough to really do anything. But, you know, it's like we're 4 or 5 weeks ahead of schedule, which, gosh, if you extrapolate that out to the end of the season, we could have this early fall, late summer stuff's going to be pretty dang fun. So this bass fishing along the coast, you know, we were busy, 65-degree water, clean. Along our stretch, the surface action on the calico bass for our half-day guys was strong this week with live anchovies and sardine for our bait. Rubber lures cast along the edge of the kelp, seeing the bass dart out, just active fish in April is just a great sign. We caught plenty of that calico bass this week. Anglers opting for the dropper loop or something to get down to the bottom did well on the sand bass, sheephead, and whitefish as well. Rockfish opportunity along the coast still remains really strong for our guys. Reds, boccaccios, flags, specks, like a just solid mixed bag of rockfish in the shallower, like 210 to 240 foot zones there along the coast. Easy fishing for those guys. Not a lot of current to deal with, so 8 to 10 ounces of weight was okay on the dropper loops. Guys fishing like 100, 120 gram jigs did well as well on that type of stuff too. So a few days we were able to get back out to the 14-mile bank. That stuff did turn on. I know if you remember the last couple of weeks, it's been off for us. That stuff finally turned on. So some nice boccaccios, bankies, and chilies out there. Little shallower than we would normally think out there. We were in the 450 to 550 zone, so we didn't have to tap into that 100-plus water. Just for whatever reason, that fish wasn't biting out deep. It's all in the relatively more shallow zones. So guys fishing the 250-gram jig did well out there, along with the bait guys. I'd say the pinks, the pink and blue, and the chrome were the hot colors this week for the guys on the bank. So if there's guys shopping today looking for some rockfish jigs that have been working well down there, those were the hot colors. And then finally, the Fury over at Clemente, a day or two more excellent rock fishing for them over there. The bass fishing along the kelp was just a tad bit slower with the little drop in water temp, but still very good at the bottom for the guys on the whitefish, sheephead. That bag filling stuff was biting well for them also. No big yellowtail signal yet, but, you know, on this track that we're on, you know, I'm sure it's just a matter of time. They're seeing the bait in the right zones, just not that big hit yet that they're anticipating here any time with this awesome condition. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us, give us a call here. Our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can always hit us on the web at danawharf.com and make those reservations and come on out this week.
Man, we'll take that, buddy. It's great fishing to be had and good weather on our horizon. We'll take every bit of that, Willie.
Roger. Yeah, good week ahead. We're looking forward to it. So, yeah, give us a call here, 949-496-5794, or you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Appreciate a great report as always, and look forward to hearing another one from you next Sunday.
Roger, guys. Good luck today, man. Have fun down
Thanks.
There.
Thanks, Willie. I think it's going to be a wild one down here.
Yeah,
we're pretty pumped.
It's going to be a good one, for sure.
With the fishing the way that it is, with the day that we're about to have today, with all the great deals in the parking lot today, is going to be a very fun day here down at the landings. And Pete, you know, you mentioned yesterday parking. There's just no doubt, like, there's the
it's problem.
It's not a problem. It's just busy. Obviously the lot is not open because that's where the festivities are going on, and the Westies lot, which is usually always a guarantee, like. We're fishing. I mean, there's day and a half trips, and the Liberty went full, and the Dolphin. Everybody's fishing. So I'm with.
Yeah,
what
they were throwing tuna out on the almost on the sidewalk, almost by the street. The guys had it all lined out there on the other side.
Yeah,
but they had it all wired.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just go to Shelter Island. There's parking. There's a free shuttle. It's easy. Yeah. That, I mean, I wouldn't even worry about it. You at any time here, even on a day like today,
free parking down there versus if you come over and park in one of the lots way down, you're going to have to pay.
And walk.
Free shuttle. And, you always, you can go two blocks into a neighborhood and, you're a 2-minute walk. There's always going to be a spot. But the easiest thing, go to Shelter Island, catch a shuttle, game over.
Right. Exactly. Hey, Scott Sherman's online. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Sherm.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. Good show. Looking forward to day at the docks today. If I can make it over, it was a long day for the tournament.
Yesterday. I can imagine. How'd the tournament go?
It went incredibly well yesterday. I think Captain Rawls' kids at sea is going to be very happy with what we were able to put together. Tournament yesterday, beautiful weather. I mean, you couldn't beat it. There was hardly any wind all day. Ended up with 35 boats participating. Had about 220 people attend the event, and it went very, very well with a lot of happy people, a lot of very good awards and swag going out the door at the end of the night.
That's so cool, buddy. I'm so glad to hear that. Overall success. I mean, you've been through a lot of these, both on the just on the fishing side, and then on the on the team putting it together. Are we happy? What was the feel of the event?
The feel of the event was that it exceeded expectations. We finally, after 56 years of doing this, we finally got it down to a science.
So cool.
And, I mean, we moved through this thing. We got everybody in, got the fish filleted, had the awards and the fish taco dinner, which was absolutely amazing. And then we went right into the raising money aspect of the night. And last year we did about 25,000 for Friends of Rollo, and I have a feeling we're going to exceed that pretty well this year.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, congratulations on an awesome tournament, and not just an awesome tournament, but what an opportunity and a fundraising event for Rollo. I know the guys are going to be extremely grateful, and just hats off to you and the entire team at Southwestern Yacht Club for not only putting together a successful event, but raising money for such a great cause. It sounds like a total win, Scott.
Yeah, exactly right, buddy. It was a total win, and you guys and your show and what you've done to help promote it over the years is one of the reasons it's been very successful, and I just wanted to say thank you for what you've done.
Awesome. Well, thank you for all your hard work, too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then come on down and buy some used tackle at the big tackle sale today.
I may have to come down and replace a couple of Ganyans.
I'll bet you do, buddy. Well, great job again.
Not that I'm going to admit to it.
Congrats to everybody that was involved. Sounds like some great fishing, a bunch of money raised, and a fun time, Scott. We'll look forward to keeping us in touch on the next one.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate everything once again. Keep up the good work.
All right, Scott. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks very much. Let's continue the catch report with our surf guru, Gundy Gunnarsson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, Gundy?
What up, Gundy? Go for it.
All right. We had a little hiccup here. You know, things were moving along nicely, and then we had a little bit of rollover, and then some off-color water, some weedy water. The key this week was finding the cleaner water, and anglers who did found some pretty good fishing. Hook, line, sinker reported solid halibut catches along Santa Barbara beaches. No big fish, but good numbers of 18 to 28-inch fish. 29, I think, was the better fish off graveyards. Henry's the Goleta was another good stretch. The fluke bite's been very good. Dart head, drop shot, either or, and white has been good. The perch spawn winding down. Anglers seeing 6 to 9-inch fish with just a few spawners. Grubs, gulps, alums all working. Still lots of short to just legal white sea bass. That Goleta Pier area is still productive. Just fishing reported good mix of perch and halibut in South Bay beaches. Easy perch limits off Formosa, Manhattan, scattered halibut to 30 inches off Torrance Beach. They had two striped bass, a 6 and an 8 pounder taken off Dockweiler on cut anchovy. Big Fish reported more halibut in and around L.A. Harbor. Shoreline Drive seemed to be a hot spot this week. That's a good staging area for the grunion. We got a grunion run coming up here. A 14-pound fish was taken at the Bolsa Chica Inlet. That was their top fish, and there we go again. A white drop shot fluke. Good catches reported. Dog Beach, 72nd place, Bolsa Chica. Hogan's reported halibut catches off Strands, Doheny, the Pier, Cotton's Point. Mostly, you know, 20, 27-inch fish somewhere in there. No biggies. Pacific Coast reported some off-color water, a little bit of rollover along La Jolla. But the guys finding the clean water had real good perch fishing. Not big fish, you know, maybe 5 to 8 inch or something like that with a few kickers. A clean stretch was along Army-Navy, and the guys found perch and halibut there. An 8-pound striped bass taken off Encinitas on a piece of cut anchovy, so those stripers are still around. A little bit of a hiccup, but, you know, we got the storm coming, and we're going to get a little shake-up here, so we'll just have to see what we get coming out on the other end.
Yeah, we'll certainly take that. You know, shakeup's not always a bad thing. Rearrange the beach a little bit, change some holes around, move some things around a little bit. We can handle a little bit of that shakeup.
Yeah, and you know, despite, you know, the conditions, the striped bass catches keep coming in, so that's something to keep in mind. You know, soaking an anchovy is a good way to find one. Go to a place where you know they live, and then fish that cut anchovy, and you're going to get some results, I think.
I love it, Gundy. Well, a great report as always. We always say it. Appreciate you taking so much time compiling all that information, all the great shops you work with up and down the beach. And we just appreciate you and the whole network of people that make that surf report happen.
Thanks for that.
All right.
You know me, I like talking fishing, so we get the good go.
Well, we like talking about it with you, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, Tom.
Talk to you next Sunday, Gundy. Appreciate that report. That wraps up our catch report.
That's it, man. And again, sponsored in part by our great friends at Summit there. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We have another full hour. We're also going to check in with Mike Lum, hear about that great tackle sale going on outside at Day at the Dock. More Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Steve of the Poseidon. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.